This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Afreilach and Chanukah. Erev Shabbos Chanukah is a very short day, especially for those who want to daven Mincha before the Hadlakas Neiros. It's L'chatchila, one should try if they can to daven an early Mincha on Erev Shabbos Chanukah to be able to light the menorah after having davening Mincha. That's the way that it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. First they would bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and then they would light the menorah. Additionally, there's a factor that maybe it's Tarti Desasri, because if you're lighting the menorah, you're establishing it at the nighttime, and then it would be a difficult davening Mincha. If the minyan is not available, then it's permitted to daven at the regular time. I want to share with you today Davar Yafa Be'itai, connecting Parshas Vayeshev to the Zman of the year. And of course, the Zman of the year is Chodesh Kislev and the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So let's go to our email. This is our email if anybody wants to get the information for any of the shiurim or upcoming events. Please subscribe to our email. Go to our site, rabbidg.com. Hit the subscribe button. Okay, so we're going to connecting Vayishlach to the Zman of the year. Nope. Okay. Here it is. Okay. This is this week's sheet. Let's begin. Number one, in most years, Parshas Vayeshev is either Chanukah or the Shabbos before Chanukah. There are many, many Ramazim to Chanukah in this week's Parsha. So this week is robust. This week is very full of Ramazim to Chanukah. One famous remez that we always say, actually this is original, and it's one of the great gifts Hashem gave me in this world. The Pasuk says that the brothers continued to hate him for his dreams. The thing is, so far Yosef only had one dream. Why does it say his dreams? The Bar Tanura writes, the Bar Tanura in his commentary on the Chumash called Amar Nekei writes, that amazingly there was another dream that's not mentioned explicitly. And that dream is what Rashi refers to later on in Parshas Vayechi, and it's a Gemara Megillah Dav Tezayin Amud Beis, that it says that Yosef consoled the brothers and he spoke to their heart. Yosef says, hey brothers, this is after Yosef had revealed himself and the brothers were nervous that Yosef would try to take revenge. So Yosef says, you have nothing to worry about. If 10 candles can put out one candle, how is one candle supposed to put out 10 candles? So it comes out, says the Amar Nekei, that Yosef had a third dream that's not recorded. And that dream is, he dreamt that 10 candles could not put out one candle. That was the first dream, and it's not mentioned in this week's parasha. It's just referred to. Why is it not mentioned? Because the brothers didn't really pay that much attention to it. Big deal, Yosef doesn't think that they could harm him. That didn't bother them. That didn't trouble them. But when Yosef was having dreams of grandeur, that he was going to rule over them, that really echoed Yosef HaTzadik. So there's an undisclosed dream in this week's parasha. Yosef dreamt of 11 candles. He then told the brothers about the 11 candles. That's another 11, 22. Then in Parshas Vayechi, Yosef says that if 10 can put out 1, how could 1 put out 10? That's another 22. 11, 11, 11, 11, that's 44. What an unbelievable remez to the 44 Neros of Chanukah. But it gets even better, because we have a tradition that Yaakov Avinu passed away on Tesvav Tishrei, on Sukkot. And the embalming and the crying for Yaakov lasted 70 days. That takes us to Chanukah. And then they mourned Yaakov for 7 days and they buried him. So Yaakov seemingly was buried on Zois Chanukah. And on that very day, it says they consoled him. And he consoled them, and he spoke to their heart, and he told them about his other dreams. So in other words, the remez to the final candles of Chanukah occurs on Zois Chanukah, recorded in Parshas Vayechi. Let's speak about other connections between this week's Parsha and Chanukah. The entire personality and subject matter of Yosef is connected to Chanukah. If you look in Tikkuni Zohar, he says that the reason why Yosef is called Nar is because Yosef was the Gilgal of Chanoich. And what do we say about Chanoich? Chanoich Lenar. And Chanoich became Matatroin. And Tosfos says in Yevamos, the song of Matatroin is Nar Hoyisi Gam Zakanti. So Yosef is called Anar. The Shlach HaKadosh in Parshas Miketz reveals that Chanukah are the letters Chanoich and then the hay with which Hashem created the world. So the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah, its root, its soul is Chanoich. And Yosef had the soul of Chanoich. You hear this? The soul of Chanukah is the letters Chanoich, and Yosef had the soul of Chanoich. Furthermore, the Megala Amukos brings that Yosef is Gematria, king of Yavan. Yosef, 156, is Gematria, Melech Yavan. It's also Gematria Antiochus, because Yosef comes and he's Mavatel them. By the way, that's why, says Megala Amukos, Antiochus decreed right on the horn of an ox that you have no share in the God of Israel. Why in the horn of an ox? Keneged Yosef. Now, another interesting connection. It's brought in the Sefer Chod HaMeshulash. It's also brought in the Tamei HaMenhagim, in Ois Tuf Mem Zayin, in the name of the Chasam Sofer, that the reason why there's no Masechta for Chanukah is because Rebbe was a scion of the Davidic dynasty, and in honor of his family, he was not koivea a mesechta, because the Chashmonaim took the Malucha wrongfully and they violated Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda. This is a well-known idea that's attributed to the Chasam Sofer. And actually, if you want to hear more about that, please go to the All Parsha Shir on the OU app. We give a shir every week, Chasam Sofer on the Parsha. It's only available on the OU site. And we elaborate on that more, because many challenge that the Chasam Sofer said this, because they say, would Rebbe use like a personal reason for what he included in the Mishnah? But anyway, there's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Mahariatz who says that Rebbe did it l'shem shamayim because the Chashmonaim acted improperly. But this central idea of the Chasam Sofer, that Rebbe did not make a Masechta for Chanukah because the Chashmonaim did not act properly, this is in a way the main theme of this week's Parsha. Because why did the brothers sell Yosef? How could they do such a thing? And they tried to kill him. Didn't they know Yosef is a tzaddik? They're tzaddikim. They're the Shiftei Ka. In fact, the Medrash says that when Yosef revealed himself to them, the brother said, you know, we made a mistake, we didn't kill you the first time, and they wanted to kill him then. How could the brothers do that? The basic approach of the Shlach HaKadosh is that the brothers paskened that Yosef was trying to usurp the Malucha from Yehuda. Malchus belongs to David, Shevet Yehuda. And they felt that Yosef, like the Chashmonaim, was usurping the Malucha from Shevet Yehuda, from the Malchus Beis David. And there's a rule, anyone who argues on the Malchus Beis David is like arguing on God. That's how they were able to join Hashem up in the Chirem, because they felt that Yosef was coming up against Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, earlier in the week, we mentioned on Monday the amazing remez of the Chida, and the Bas Ayin, and the Kol Simcha, that the episode of Yehuda and Tamar, to who has the signet ring, and the wicks, and the staff. The Chida says the signet ring is a remez to the signet of the Kohen Gadol, the wick is a remez to the wicks of the Menorah, the Mata, and then we learned the whole approach of the Bas Ayin, that when it says it was in the third month, it's a reference to Chanukah, the month of Kislev, when the Chasima is extended until then. And the Mekatshugim came to Yehuda, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha, that Klal Yisrael were wayward, and we send word to Hashem, we're not being wayward, we're dedicated to you. The proof is our dedication to the mitzvah of Chanukah, and God concedes, and He's Moideh, Vayomer Yehuda, Tzadka Mimeni, it's my fault, because I didn't bring them the Geula, because I didn't bring the Geula, that's why the Jewish people are sinning. Okay, Marv Raboisai, and then finally, Rav Simcha Bunuma Parshischa says, we know the halacha is that a store owner, if he puts a fire outside of his store and it causes damage, he's chayiv. But Rabbi Yehuda says that b'ner Chanukah, your pater, the remez to that is, Vayoymer Yehuda, hoitziuha v'sisaref, Yehuda, a remez to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, bring it out and let it burn. Meaning it's a remez when it comes to ner Chanukah, your pater. Okay, these are some ideas, and I added something this morning, but I didn't have a chance. I didn't give it to the typist in time, so it's not on the sheet, but I do want to share with you the famous remez of the Vilna Gaon. It's actually brought in the Sefer Torah Tamima, but Rav Moshe Sternbach attributes it to the Gaon. You know, in the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Chaf Aleph, we have two statements in the Gemara, both from Rav Nosson Bar Menyumi Mishmei Derav Tanchum. Yeah? Rav Nosson Bar Menyumi Mishmei Derav Tanchum. So if your name is Nosson, you're connected to Chanukah. Yeah? So what are the two statements? One is that Ner Chanukah that you put above 20 Amos is Pasal. The other statement is V'habor Reik Ein Boi Mayim. Mayim Ein Boi Nechoshim V'akrabim Yesh Boi. Okay, now I wanted to share with you a Dvar Torah on that. I heard from a friend of mine, Rabbi Garfinkel, really a beautiful idea, that, you know, Yosef's world was crashing down. Yosef thought his life was over. He was in a pit of snakes and scorpions. But if you look in Perek Shira, it says, what does a Nachash sing? The Nachash sings, Soymech Hashem l'chol hanoiflim v'zoykef l'chol hakfufim. God gives support to those who fall. What does the Akrav say? What does the scorpion say? Toiv Hashem lakol v'racham aval kol ma'asav. So you can imagine, Yosef, as his world is coming crashing down, he probably heard the Shira of the Nachash. Soymech Hashem l'chol anoiflim. Toiv Hashem lakol v'racham aval kol ma'asav. It probably gave him chizuk. The question is, why are these two statements juxtaposed? So the Gra is reputed to have said that it says that the brothers threw him in the pit to save him. What kind of saving him is it if there's snakes and scorpions in a pit? The halacha is, if someone falls in a pit of snakes and scorpions, you could testify that they died. Says the Vilna Gaon, it must be the pit was more than 20 amos deep. The proof is, it says, Vayashlichu. And in Masechta Tamid, the Mefarish says, Ein hashlacha pachos me esrim ama. So if they threw him, it had to be 20 amos. So they didn't see there were snakes and scorpions. Why didn't they see? Because apparently a person can't see above or below 20 amos. So for that reason, Ner Chanukah, that's above 20 amos, is pasul. So again, v'habor reik ein boi mayim, mayim ein boi nechashim yeboi, it's connected to the Yom Tif of Chanukah. Okay, those are ideas on the Parsha. And of course, in case you didn't get your Chanukah presents yet, these are two items that should be on the list. You could give it to your brother. You could give them to your sister. You could give them to your aunt. You could give them to your children. Hey, you could give it to the guy next to you in the box on the Zoom. You know, I don't think you guys are socializing enough after the shiur. This is a perfect opportunity to, you know, share the books with people you may not have. Rav Meir Balanes and the Eternal Children of Hashem. Okay, now we're going to the next year.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.